This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. And John, it's always great to have you with us.
Always great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with the issue that you and I haven't spent hardly any time on, but some in the media have spent an exorbitant amount of time on it. And finally, the president dealt with it on Wednesday, and that was releasing what he claimed was his long-form birth certificate, showing that he was born in Honolulu, saying this should put the end to it. We have serious things to do. Some very thinly veiled shots at Donald Trump in there at the same time. Your thoughts on whether this matters much at all?
In the end, it really didn't. But obviously, it was a political problem for the president, or so I believe his pollsters told him. Last Monday at the White House briefing, Ed Henry of CNN, not exactly a birther or a conspiracy buff, asked Press Secretary Jay Carney at our regular briefing, why isn't the president simply going to release his long-form birth certificate and end the discussion and shut people like Donald Trump up? Jay Carney's response was, where do they move the goalposts then? In other words, no matter what the president did, his critics would still keep the issue alive. Everything that Jay Carney said sounded as though the White House was not going to release it. Guess what? Within 48 hours, the president did. And I do believe it ends it, but people who are obsessed with the issue will still try to say it's a fraudulent birth certificate, and they will wonder why he didn't do it much earlier. I don't know. I'll take him at his word that he believed it wouldn't satisfy anyone, and there'll still be people out there that it doesn't satisfy. For my part, I never believed he was born in Africa or Kenya or any part of the continent for the simple reason. At that point, that was the time of the Mau Mau rebellions. It was a time of great racial incendiary confrontation. The work certainly of Alan Paton and other authors tell that. Were his father to have conceived, to have had a child, rather, with a white American woman in Africa, he probably would have suffered severe harm, as would Barack Obama's mother. I didn't believe it for that reason.
Very quick follow-up. John, polls released just prior to the birth certificate being released showed that Donald Trump was not likely to be voted in as the next president, but he is doing pretty well in some early Republican polls. What does this revelation do to him?
Well, I do think that he can claim some credit. Ha, 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 I made him reveal it, and that's about as far as it's going to go. Look, even though a lot of political professionals that I've interviewed over the years are signing up with the Draft Trump Committee, I do believe in the end that when he looks at the financial disclosure forms he'll have to fill out, Donald Trump will not become a candidate for president. Now, many people say that, and they've been surprised he's gone this far. I think the words that the late Senator George Aiken of Vermont once said about Vietnam apply to Donald Trump. He should declare a victory and get out.
John, let's talk about another person who did get out, a little bit more surprising, and that's Mississippi Governor, former Republican National Committee Chairman Haley Barbour, said he didn't have the fire in the belly, he and his family, for a 10-year commitment, 2 years of campaigning, and potentially 8 years in the White House. Some say this is a surprise. Others say this paves the way for Mitch Daniels because they're very close and likely would attract the same type of supporters. How do you read the Barbour decision?
Well, I do believe it's a surprise. Governor Barbour had a lot of backers, not just in the South, but he made a very strong impression in my home state of Connecticut when he addressed the Republican dinner last year. And in Ohio, Governor John Kasich said he would support him if he ran. My understanding is that professional researchers were already being retained by a shadow Barbour campaign, so it is a surprise. My guess in the end is that even though he lost 25 pounds, the governor's heart was just not in giving this the time and the years that were involved. And he would know about that more than most, having worked on several presidential campaigns and been Republican national chairman himself. I think his heart wasn't in it, and he chose the better part of valor. As to whether it helps Mitch Daniels, that's what they tell me. Governor Daniels has another problem, though. His wife does not want him to become a candidate. So it'll be a very personal decision when he makes it.
Hmm. John, let's move to today and the president making an announcement that we'd seen coming for the last day or two at least, and that's David Petraeus moving from commander of forces in Afghanistan to the CIA director's job a little bit later this year once his time in Afghanistan ends, I think, in September. Prior to that, Leon Panetta, the current CIA director, is expected to take over for retiring Defense Secretary Bob Gates. Not really new faces at all here. Leon Panetta's been around forever, and David Petraeus has certainly been a familiar face for at least the last 5 or 6 years or so. Your thoughts on these choices by the president?
Well, Leon Panetta, again, rumored to take this job for a while, has done a lot to create an image for himself as being above partisanship. At 72, he's been a congressman, chairman of the House Budget Committee, director of the Office of Management and Budget, White House Chief of Staff, and CIA director. He's the ultimate insider and is well-liked by everyone. That does not change the fact that he had a very liberal record in the House representing Northern California and is still remembered by some of us less young people for his role in totally keeping a Republican who was the certified winner of a race in Indiana and giving the seat to a Democrat, even though he trailed by 32 votes in the count. Now, again, you say, I'm cherry-picking, I'm going back, I'm splitting hairs, probably. I'm just saying, don't be disappointed with Leon Panetta if he doesn't act above partisanship during the defense budget battles. As for David Petraeus, I tend to agree with Senator McCain. It would have been nice if he was named chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff next year after his time in Afghanistan is up. It would be a natural progression. President Obama neatly, after sending him out of the country, puts him in a very non-political position, and any of those who still wanted to draft him for the Republican nomination are going to be disappointed. They'll have to wait till 2016.
When there will be a very strong field assembled if Republicans don't win the White House in 2012. At least that's the conventional wisdom as far as that goes. John, always great to have you with us. We'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward today and not even daring to predict what the weather will be, I'm John Gizzi on Capitol Hill.
John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.